I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat against Eastbourne. Alan, did today sum up our season? Lots of promise early doors, but ultimately disappointing.
I'm not pleased. We got beat, obviously, but just in case we won the game, it would have put a little fake across everything. I've got a wish list, which I want to try to get in. I'm glad I've got it. We started off, we've had chance after chance, diabolical misses all around, absolutely great chances, but you know, lacks of concentration in our box again, and it's just the way it is. Two sloppy goals, that's what we give away, two sloppy goals, and we had, I would say, 8 or 9 good chances, so it's out of order, the forwards missing them, then we get sloppy second half, as usual, and we give a ball away, and we keep giving the ball to them all the time, and I know I put a couple of young kids in today, bless their hearts, and it didn't do much, to tell you the truth, like, and it is a big step up from youth team football to first team football, it's a chewed out there, but I'm not having anybody saying, oh yes, because we put the front two and put two young lads up there, because if you remember, we got beat 3-1 down there in the cup it was, and we drew 0-0 down there, so yes, very disappointing, and we had to finish the season, and I am good again, I'm very disappointed, but at least I knew, I will have a good crack at it next year, well, no.
We did have our chances today, like you said, we hit the woodwork 3 times. How do you think playing with Williams and Huckle up front, neither recognised centre forwards, are they?
Yeah, I thought Williams was excellent. I thought he had a great game. I thought he was man and match by a million miles. And he got his injury, and Huckle's had a day he wanted to forget, obviously. And his chances he's missed. But I thought Williams was excellent. I did, and I'm pleased with him. And it's the first time he's showed any promise since we've signed him. To be honest, he's had a few injuries, so I'm hoping to see a lot more from him next year. You know, if he comes back or whatever, or if I invite him back. But I thought Williams doing well. Huckle not so well. You know.
Rob Sheridan was the captain today. Yep. Firstly, what was the thinking behind that?
If he is going to be a future player, I thought he's got to come out of his shell. And I wanted, obviously, he's the youngest captain probably a club's had. And I wanted him to try to lead by example. He's been captain in the youth team all season, so I thought it was a natural progression in a game like this to see if he could handle it. He done okay, to be fair. Didn't he, that bad? You know, he tired near the end. And, fair play to him. He led the team out. So, good for him.
Secondly, I wanted to ask you, was it a role you think he could fill permanently in the future?
In the future, if he gets himself together. But, obviously, he'll be disappointed about it, dear. He tired at the end. But, you know, it's like you say, it's a big jump, man. You get these spanners who say, let's play all the youth team and all that. And you'll find out from today's performance against the third bottom team where they need a bit of strength about them. And they need a couple of years in men's football before we consider our lot. Rob's different. Rob's come in, and I thought Jack Murphy done okay when he come on, to be honest. I thought he'd done okay, but it is sure that they need to be a bit more manly, if you know what I mean.
Ultimately, it has been a disappointing season. We've not made the playoffs. Some people have criticised us for the size of our budget, saying that with the budget we've got, we should easily make the playoffs. But reading Mark Anderson's programme notes today, it looks as though we haven't had quite as big a budget as people might suggest.
Without a doubt, I never complain about the budget, because I think the world of a chairman, I think they're absolutely great, and I knew the rules when I got the job, and there's no way we're going to pump the money in that the top 7 or 8 people budget we've got. It's ridiculous, we shouldn't do that. We're trying to build the club for a future. If I could say £400 a week players, like some people in our league do, then obviously I wouldn't feel right about doing it, really. I'm trying to build a club for the next 5 or 10 years to actually build on that, not at all. We haven't got the budget where probably the previous managers are hard, but I never complain. It's not once I've mentioned the budget on here, because I believe in getting a budget where we think it's going to be competitive and going from there. But you know, if somebody thinks we've got a top 5 or 6 budget, well, no, we haven't. And but like I say, I think we dig deep and spend tens and thousands of pounds, and all is very supportive. If I want a player, they'll say go and get him, or do the best I can to get him. And but I'm not complaining with budgets, but we haven't got, like I say, I haven't got the budget the previous managers had, but I'm not going to complain about that. I know the rules.
It's the Supporters Club Player of the Year awards tonight. Who's in contention for that, do you think?
You wouldn't think of the deer, but Lodgy will, by a million miles, he'll win everything, I imagine. Like, he'll win everybody's first, and rightly so. He's worked very hard at his game. Wasn't very good at the deer. He possibly could play out of one league up. I don't think he could play 2 or 3 leagues up, that's for sure. I've told him that. He's got too much to improve on his game. But hopefully he'll be with us next year. And I don't think he'll go to anybody else in our league, but if somebody in the conference comes in, which I don't think they will, to be honest, he should be. But he deserves it, he deserves. I thought Hooks has done quite well, except for the T, obviously, but that always happens the last game of the season. When I'm clutching at straws, yeah, I was doing okay in games, but I'm clutching at straws then. And like I say, you're spot on what you said, and I've said it to the lads in there, that sums up our season. Being on top, should have been 4, like last week, Met Police beating 4-5-1, and that could have been a half time, without a doubt, 4-5-1. But we don't do it, we don't take chances, and then we concede 2 sloppy goals, and everybody's disappointed, and that's it, that's one. But again, the supporters, I feel more gutted for them. They've been brilliant for us this season, I would like to thank them, and we've been different gear,
You mentioned Dean Lodge, potentially one of the players who other people might have an eye on. How do you go about keeping the players that you want to keep? People like Dean Lodge, Bobby Traynor, Simon Huckle.
To be honest, I'm a big believer, it's up to them. If they want to go to another club, the goal is no way I'm going to spend the time talking to a player. Like, everybody knows my plans. I've said I haven't got a massive budget, so I'll fight tooth and nail to turn this great club around from scratch, if you want to call it, to try to be a football club, training ground, football community, try to get a reserves, try to build a club. Now, if anybody wants to go, they can go. To be honest, if Bobby Traynor said to me he wants to leave, he can go. If Lodgy says to me he wants to leave, he can go. I'm only interested in people who want to play for a football club. I want to manage this club because my opportunity in life to manage a big football club and turn sleeping giants around. We've just given sleeping giant a bit of a perk this year, to be honest. I've got massive plans where I believe I can make a bigger game, in my opinion. But if anybody comes to me out of that lot and says, hey, I want to leave it and go, and that's not me just saying it because I've got beaten, I would have said it beforehand, to be honest. Anybody wants to leave, they can go. There's people in there who want to stay, but we can still go, if you know what I mean. But there's one or two, three or four, like Tommy Williams is agreed to stay at the day and wants to be part of the club for the next couple of years, that's great. But I'm not going to be getting a begging bowl out. I think it's a massive club to play for, an excellent club to play for, an excellent club to manage. But like I say, if anybody gets the old one to me or doubts, I'd rather go somewhere else. Well, bother, to be honest, that's a prerogative. And if you want to go with it and go, I only want players who want to play for Kingston Football Club and help me try to build this great club up.
And they're the sort of players that you'll be looking to attempt to the club over the summer and bring in a squad capable of challenging next season.
I've got a challenge. We've got a great platform compared to what we had. Yes, I think we've failed in getting the playoffs, but that's because what we've done last season, how we've built this season up. But speaking of looking at the deer, we need a bit of quality added. I've got targets, obviously I have, and I'm going to fight everything I can the next 2 weeks to get the targets. What's just left of the targets, and I've got to try to fight and keep some of the players I've got at the minute. If we might turn around tomorrow and say we're going to move on, that's fair, but that's where I'll be judging them. I've got to be spot on the management game. Okay, I've got to show what I'm about, and I've got to show what me and Hamzy and Martin are about, because I've got to get the right targets in, and I've got to fight tooth and nail getting a team capable, having a crack at the championship next year. I thought we'd make the playoffs, we haven't. I didn't think we would win a championship, to tell you the truth. I pretended I did, because you've got to be like that, but finishing 35 points behind somebody is quite embarrassing, to be honest. That's what I've got, so I've got to get a little bit better at my job in the summer, and for the players I bring in, whoever comes in, but I can't be loyal anymore, that's for sure. It's 42 games, what doesn't lie, not just the deer, so then I've got to be spot on in my job in the summer, as simple as that.
And just finally, for the record, just to say thanks very much on behalf of myself and all the K supporters for your time after every single game this season. Either yourself, Mark Hams, Martin Tyler, win, lose or draw, you always come to speak to us. So thanks very much.
No problem. I think it's a great club and great set of supporters. And thanks for yourself and all. And how's the engagement going? All right?
Yep, fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, good lad. Okay, see you.